This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Rebecca Cruz, thanks for joining me today. Let's talk about how the government shutdown has implications for our foreign policy, national security, and diplomatic activities. I mean, right off the bat, we see that President Obama, who has a 17-day trip to Asia, all part of this so-called pivot to Asia, right, that we're trying to spend more time on Asian countries. His trip is now being affected. So what's going on here? This impact that it's going to have on our ability to engage in diplomatic activities around the world.
Yeah, this pivot to Asia, it's met roadblocks left and right. And once again, we see the president having to change his plans. This is not the first time he's had to cancel trips to Asia. There were a couple of cancellations in 2010 and other times. And so this does send an interesting message to those leaders. Are we really going to be focusing our attention there? Are we really trying to get involved in the region and trying to exert our interest there vis-a-vis China? And that has consequences.
Well, so additional consequences, things like our own national security forces, fighter squadrons that are being grounded in the Air Force, National Guard and Reserve, troops that are, of course, non-essential, considered non-essential, and so they're not engaged in their training. A very large portion of the intelligence apparatus is being shut down because they rely so heavily on contractors, for example. You know, parts of the diplomatic corps and the State Department are being limited in their travel and their ability to engage in organized activities and events. I mean, this has broader implications, not just President Obama's trip to Asia. I mean, that's obviously very visible right now, but it has these broader implications. What is this going to do for us if this goes on for very long?
Well, it's really hard to say. Dealing with international security, or actually homeland security, we do know that Customs and Border Protection will remain open, and so our borders will be monitored. Flights coming in and out of the country will be monitored. But thinking about people trying to come here to be tourists, obviously we've heard a lot about the parks closing and those sorts of things, but people trying to come here to work, to study, to be tourists, visa applications are going to be backlogged significantly. We know that there's still some folks in place right now, but they're going to slow down. And if we think about the shutdown that occurred in 1995-96, it was about 3 weeks. And during that time, they said that there was 20,000 to 30,000 visa applications that were unprocessed each day. So that's a significant amount. And then what about U.S. citizens that are wanting to travel abroad? We have to go through our government to get passports, and there's going to be a significant delay on that if this increases much more. If we think again about the past shutdown where we had 200,000 U.S. applications for passports that were delayed. So that restricts what we can do in terms of traveling, and it restricts those people trying to come to this country. And of course, tourism and dollars are always associated there.
Well, clearly this is not good for anyone, at least at this point in time. But it is what it is. And hopefully we'll get it settled soon so that we can limit these implications.